This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at weightwatchers.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yahweh, all of us, we're looking for peace of mind. All of us in this life, and even in the next life, we're looking for tranquility. We're looking for that serenity. And this is the real fruit of Iman. The main fruit of Iman is that you reach to that calmness and that serenity. That's why Allah says in the Noble Quran, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Allah promised that anyone who does righteous deeds, male or female, while having faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal will make this person live a good life. A good life, not necessarily that you're not going to face problems. Might be facing problems. But the heart is calm. Your soul is mutma'inna. That nafs is mutma'inna. That Allah spoke about in the Quran. He said, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. This soul that managed to achieve that tama'nina. When you manage to achieve that tama'nina, you are a jannati person walking on the earth. You are one of the people of paradise. So attest to yourself. Consider it a test to yourself every day. Did I achieve this nafsun mutma'inna today? Is my soul at peace? Am I facing the tranquility of Iman and tasting the tranquility of Iman? Or not? No, I'm worried. Someone cry next to me, I'm very angry, I'm stressed about this. Any small problem here? The shortage of salt in the food caused a lot of hassle for me. I lost my job, I'm so worried and anxious. I'm having some problem with my wife, it caused me... That's the thermometer of you have a nafsun mutma'inna or not. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says, في القلب شعث لا يلمه إلا الإقبال على الله. In the human soul, the human heart, there are some kind of scattered feelings. Fear, anxiety, sadness, depression, excessive happiness, so many different feelings. These feelings will not be controlled until you connect to Allah. When you connect to Allah, you are in control. Even if you're facing difficulties, ups and downs in your life, you are fine. You are calm. You have the tama'nina. Tama'nina, ikhwa, have so many secrets. Just to put you in the picture and give you some examples for us to understand what we're talking about. We're talking about tama'nina and the secrets and the virtues of tama'nina, this tranquility of Iman and how to reach to it. We all want to reach to that. Because if we reach to it, we are jannati people. We are people of paradise. If we reach to that tama'nina. That's why some of the tabi'een in the past used to say, نحن في نعمة لو علم بها الملوك وأرباب الملوك لجالدونا عليها بالسيوف. In our connection with Allah, whether through salah, dhikr, tahajjud, etc., we are enjoying such a calm and beautiful feeling of serenity and tranquility that even if the kings and the allies of the kings had to know about it, they will fight with us to get that feeling, if they could take it. That shows the importance of having that tama'nina and seeking to have that tama'nina. We'll talk, I'll mention to you about 4 or 5 points on how to get the tama'nina. So I try to remember, inshallah, and try to listen attentively, inshallah. But just to give you some examples of that tama'nina. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the cave. I hope you're saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the cave with his companion Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and the disbelievers of Quraysh surrounded the cave and they were about to get in to catch them. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq got worried radiallahu anhu. He got worried. He got national feeling. But Rasulullah wasn't worried. So Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu said to Rasulullah sallam, Ya Rasulullah, لو نظر أحدهم تحت قدميه لرآنا. If they just look down there, they will see us. We will be history. They will kill us. So Rasulullah looked at Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu and cooled him down and said, Ya Abu Bakr, ما ظنك باثنين الله ثالثهما. What do you think of two? Allah is our third. We have Allah. Don't worry. We have Allah Azza wa Jal. If you have Allah, don't panic. That's why, إخوة, in salah, listen to this. In salah, you say, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. And in ruku', Allahu Akbar. When you make sujood, when you make any movement in salah, you say, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Don't think, oh, this is just for us to move from a position to a position. There is a wisdom. There is a wisdom, ya ikhwah. What is the wisdom? Allah wants to remind you that Allah is greater than everything that is concerning you. Anything that's troubling you, Allah is greater. Allah is greater than your problem. Allah is greater than the job that you lost. Allah is greater than your end of the month you worried about. Allah is greater. Don't worry. Allahu Akbar. Keep it in your mind. Allahu Akbar. And I say, Allah is greater than your happiness. Because sometimes some people, they get the opposite feeling. So happy for anything that happens to them that they forget Allah. Allahu Akbar. Remember. Whatever you achieve from achievements, don't let it make you forget Allah. Allahu Akbar. So in salah, that Allahu Akbar that you're saying, it's to calm you and to cool you down and to make you reach to tama'nina. Tama'nina in salah. Allahu Akbar. Allah is great. Mustn't think of something else. Some people, they think of food. Some people, they think of their wife cooking for them. It's no. Think Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. No matter how big it is, your worry, your concern, or how small it is, Allahu Akbar. Understand, ikhwan? So Rasulullah in the cave. Next, Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun. Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun. The Pharaoh chased Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Banu Israel to the Red Sea. And as they came closer, they didn't know where to go. The Pharaoh's behind and the Red Sea is in front of them. So some of the companions of Sayyidina Musa said, قَالُوا إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. They said, they're going to catch us. Because the sea is in front of us and a whole army is behind us. Where are we going to go, Musa? Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, كَلَّا إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. Nay, I have my Lord, he's going to make a way for me. Simple as that. This is the Nafs al-Mutmainnah. He had such a calm heart that he could manage the situation. This Nafs al-Mutmainnah of that person who stands like a firm mountain when there is a calamity of death. When someone died, a family died, and everyone is falling down here and there, and this person standing like a mountain, handling things and managing things. And this is the Nafs al-Mutmainnah that we're talking about. This one. We want to reach to that. Let's give another example. Ibrahim alayhi salam in the fire. His people took him and they threw him into a fire from far. They threw him into a fire. So as he was falling down, he said, Hasbi Allah wa ni'am al-wakeel. That's all. All what he said, Hasbi Allah wa ni'am al-wakeel. When Allah saw that tama'nina in the heart of Sayyidina Ibrahim, Allah Azza wa Jal said, Qulna ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. O nar, O fire, be a mean of cool and calmness upon and peace upon Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah changed the characteristics of the fire for Sayyidina Ibrahim when he had that nafsul mutmainna. Don't worry. Leave it to Allah. Don't panic. And we want to get rid of that, Yaqub. Because a lot of people, Allah, I was reading a statistic the other day about a lot of people, because of that excessive thinking of dunya, they got into depression. And that depression led 10,000, I'm not sure if it led 10,000, that they commit suicide every year because of depression. Only because of depression. Because of thinking excessively and not. Hold on. You have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب. The next is another example. I'm giving you a few examples and then I'll tell you how to do it. How to get it. The Sahara, the magicians in the story of Sayyidina Musa. When Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, he threatened them. He said to them, I'm going to crucify you. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to do this to you. I'm going to do that to you. They said, فَقْضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاضِي إِنَّمَا تَقْضِ هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Do whatever you want to do. You're just going to end our worldly life. You don't care yet. Even if you're going to lose our life, don't worry. You're going to go to Allah. I'm a shaheed. What will you do more than you take my soul? You take my soul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give me Jannah. I don't care. Understand, ya ikhwan? طيب. Another one. And this is Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu at the time of the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at this. Because sometimes we lose the tama'nina, the tranquility at the time of death. Someone died around me, a family member. Then some people faint, some people shout, some people weep. And it's not allowed in Islam. It's not allowed in Islam. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq saw the companions fainting. When Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha started to scream in the masjid and said, مات رسول الله. The Messenger of Allah passed away. Then the whole masjid started to weep and to cry, and some of them fainted and some of them fell down. And Umar radiallahu anhu, this giant, this great companion, he said, no, Rasulullah did not die. Rasulullah went to Allah Azza wa Jalla, like how Musa alayhi salam went to Allah, and he's coming back again. So who heard him? Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who learned the tama'nina, the serenity and the tranquility from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was a ustaz, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. He said, ala raslika ayyuha al-harif. Hold on, Umar, hold on. Qala Allah. Look at this. Allah said, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتْ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Oh Muhammad, you're going to die and they're also going to die. He Sayyidina Umar said, when I heard it for the first time, I thought, I knew the verse, but as if I'm hearing it for the first time in my life. فَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. I knew that this is the haqq, that Rasulullah ﷺ died. See the tama'nina, those people that stand with tama'nina, firm at the time of calamities. At the time of problems, they are firm. Understand, Yahweh? They have the tranquility of the iman, so they can manage any situation. But when you don't have the tranquility of iman, you can't manage any situation. You can't think right. Your thoughts and your decisions will be incorrect when you lose the tama'nina. Understand, Yahweh? At the time of richness, also at the time of richness, when you get so many, some people, they lose their minds. Some people, they dance. Some people, they jump. Qutaybah ibn Muslim al-Bahili, one of the leaders of the Mujahideen in the past. He was one who conquered west of China and Afghanistan and various places of the world. And then he said, I know someone from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whose gold and silver is equal sand to him. If you give him gold and silver, for him this is equal sand. He won't even be happy for that. What do you mean be happy for that? You have such a tuma'nina, such a tranquility in his heart, that if you give him gold and silver, he might distribute it on people so quickly. He doesn't care. It won't change him. If he's rich, if he's poor, it won't change him. So the companions around this leader, they said, show us, who's that man? He said, Muhammad ibn Wasi' rahimahullah, one of the great leaders of the Tabi'een, Muhammad ibn Wasi' al-Azdi. He was a mujahid, and at the same time, he was a very, very pious personality. So he said, let's do a test for him in front of you. He prepared some pouches of gold. It has gold and silver and expensive things. And he said, call for me Muhammad ibn Was. They called Muhammad ibn Was. So he came in. He said, we saw your bala. How did you do at the time of war, during the battlefield, etc. So these are gifts for you. He said, la hajata li biha. I don't need it. You don't have to give it to me. He said, no, it's a must. You have to take it. It's your stuff. It's a gift for you. You can't reject the gift. So he said, all right, give it to me. He took it and then he went with it. So they went following him. They disguised themselves and went following him to see what he's going to do. And he started going in the streets, and then he was looking around, looking to see if there's anybody following him. When he was confident no one following him, he saw a beggar, but he gave him all the money and went away. those was the people. They were the people, Ya Ikhwan. They were the people that didn't care. Dunya, it wasn't in their mind. That's why from the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma la taj'al ad-dunya akbara hammina. Ya Allah, don't make dunya our major concern. We need to recite it daily, this one. Don't make dunya our major concern, Ya Allah. Allahumma la taj'al ad-dunya akbara hammina. My main focus is akhirah. My main focus is to please Allah. My main focus is to book for myself a position in Jannah. I want to live a decent life. I'm tired of this kind of life. I want to live a decent life. Izhad fi dunya yuhibbak Allah. When you show no interest in dunya, Allah love you. You still can use dunya as a tool in your hand, not a goal in your heart. I'm not saying don't be rich. You can be rich, no problem. But don't be so obsessed with wealth or with anything from dunya that destroys you. That dunya crush you. When you miss something, you feel so down. And when you have something, you feel so aroused. Have that tama'nina that we're talking about. Your hal, your condition is the same. Whether it's up, it's down, richness, poverty, problem, not problem, everything. Alhamdulillah, you are on a straight path of Allah. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Clear, Yaqwa? طيب. How to get it? I said 4 or 5 points I'm going to mention. 4 points, inshallah. You won't get it without iman. So strengthen your iman. First one is, you won't get this tama'nina without iman. Impossible. Tama'nina means you have iman. You have tranquility means you have iman. You lose tama'nina little bit, That's how you lose iman a little bit. Your iman is down. In percentage. A Muslim obviously is not going to lose it all, but you have some of it compared to the iman that you have. That's why a lot of people saw what happened in Palestine, for example. So a lot of people accepted Islam. During what happened in Palestine, the war there, etc. So many people accepted Islam. When they accepted Islam, they said, what attracted you to Islam? He said, those people, they lost their houses, they lost their families, they lost everything, and they're still firm. Nothing happened, as if nothing has happened to them. They are fine. The Christian people, they are fine. They say, Alhamdulillah. You ask them, how are you? Say, Alhamdulillah. What kind of people is that? That's the tama'nina of iman. They have the tama'nina of iman in their hearts. Say, I want to be like that. On the other side of the world, someone, his girlfriend left him, he might commit a suicide. One handsome one is the same one. See, that's tama'nina. At the biggest and the toughest situation, you can handle it with ease because of tama'nina, because of the tranquility of iman. So strengthen your iman. إِذَا ضَاعَ الْإِيمَانُ فَلَا أَمَانُ. When iman is gone, there is no safety. You don't feel the tama'nina anymore. Understand, ikhwa? طيب, how to strengthen the iman? With ilm, knowledge. Listen to the ulama. It's time to listen to the advice of the scholars. You're listening now. I'm sure some of you are motivated. We listen to some other scholars. Some of you are motivated. This motivation will strengthen your iman so that you can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you have the tama'ni. But only your share of knowledge is just the Jum'ah. Only Jum'ah khutbah. You're only getting the Jum'ah khutbah as your zad, your provision? No. You should be listening regularly. At least twice a week, thrice a week, you're listening to some scholars. This scholar is not motivating you. Look for someone else to motivate you. No problem. But you should have some scholars that you're getting a regular advice from them to strengthen your faith so that your iman is up all the time. Your iman is, you're keeping it up through the knowledge, through the advice. Understand, ya ikhwah? طيب. Strengthen your iman also with the Quran, by reciting the Quran, strengthen the iman. With tafakkur, reflecting, pondering the creations of Allah around you, you strengthen your iman in this way. طيب. We'll speak about it inshallah in some other lectures, how to strengthen the iman. The next, also part of strengthening the iman is that when you strengthen your iman, you realize that, oh, this whole life is just a test. This whole life that we are living in is just a test. I lived in my life, I didn't have a husband. I'm so stressed. Don't stress. Next life, you're going to have a husband. I lived in this life, I didn't have a good looking. My face wasn't that good looking person. Don't worry, next life, you're going to have the best looking ever. The best looking. Right? Allah created you in the best form. This life I lived with some chronic diseases. Don't worry, next life you're going to live with no diseases, no sicknesses, no problem, no health problems at all. Whatever you miss in this life, you're going to be compensated for in the next life. That's what iman does to the mu'min. What iman does, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. I don't care. As long as I'm a Muslim, as long as I know Allah, as long as I believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't care what happens to me, alhamdulillah. Understand, ya ikhwan? So the iman teaches you that, oh, the dunya is a test. I want to have Jannah. I want to make sure that I'm in Jannah. This is the real success. A narration says, Sahih Muslim, highly authentic narration. Yu'ta bi ab'asi ahli al-ard. On the day of judgment, Allah will bring the Muslim who lived the most miserable life. Allah will bring the Muslim who live the most miserable life. This is from who? From all the generations of Adam. Yani from Adam alayhi salam's time, right until judgment day, Allah will choose someone who Allah knows. This someone is a mu'min, is a believer. But he lived the most miserable life in his life. He was deprived of this, that. He had so many problems, okay? Then, فَيُغْمَسُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ غَمْسَةً. Then hadith says, hadith sahih, authentic. He said, he will be placed in Jannah. He will be dipped in Jannah. Then Allah will question him. هَلْ رَأَيْتَ بُؤْسًا قَطْ. Have you witnessed in your life any difficulties, any hardships, any problems? Say, لَا وَاللَّهِ وَعِزَّتُكَ وَجَلَالُكَ. By your might and power, I have never witnessed any difficulties in my whole life. When he sees Jannah, he forget everything. Jannah is the main thing. Gaze to Jannah. You're living on earth, but I want to be there in Jannah. I'll forget everything. All your problems, all your what you missed, what you didn't have. Oh, don't worry, next life you're going to forget all of that because you'll see luxury and it's eternal. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. It is better and it is eternal. طيب. So, we said number one is strengthen the iman. All this is under strengthen the iman. Number two, الرَّفِيقُ الصَّالِحُ. Have a good companion. Good companions can let you reach to tama'nina. When Allah created Adam alayhi salam, istawhasha, he felt stressed, alone in Jannah. Sayyidina Adam was created first. Not, some people think that Sayyidina Adam and Hawa were created together. No. Sayyidina Adam was created first, and he wandered for a while alone, and then he felt sad and depressed and alone. So Allah created for him a companion. Who? Hawa. His wife. Choose a good companion around you. Those good companions will strengthen you. And the first and the most important companion in your life is your wife. Who's the first and the most important companion in your life? Your wife. Invest in choosing a good wife. Because that good wife will strengthen you. And vice versa. And that good wife choose a good husband. Why? Because he will strengthen you. He will calm you. Look at Khadija radiallahu anha when she saw Rasulullah sallam coming from the mountain, seeing the angel for the first time, and he was frightened. And he came to her and complained to her. And she said, no, don't worry. Allah will not let you down. You are the one who does this. You are the one. She cooled him down. She calmed Rasulullah sallam. Now imagine if you have so many good companions. Don't tell me, not talking about more wives. I'm talking about more friends here. I don't want to anger the sisters. More friends, ya ikhwa. More good friends, good companions. They will strengthen you. They will calm you. At the time of difficulties, you find a companion next to you. Do you have that companion in your life? Do you have that pious person in your life? Understand, ya ikhwa? And especially, especially your spouse. Choose a good spouse. You angry for a while, she'll overlook. You have a problem, you lost your job, you find her hugging you. Or vice versa. Find your wife down, hug her. Some people, subhanAllah, I was talking about this to marital problems, only advising people, say, hug your wife. When was the last time you hugged your wife? Especially those who are married for a long time. Hug your wife. Why? Because you get thawab for that and it cools her down. It calms your wife. She's angry, if she's crying, if she's having something, go hug your wife and she feels... You find it like a magical solution to your problems. Go hug your wife and tell her, no, don't worry, it's fine. Inshallah. It ends the problem like that. I hope the sisters will give me credit for that. Fine. The next ikhwa is, don't let dunya, keep this in your mind, taqallal min ad-dunya. Limit the distractions. You have so many distractions of dunya, and you rarely have something for the akhirah, salah only. But for dunya, you have so many, you're busy, your mind is busy with so many things. No, let your mind be busy with akhirah things more than dunya things. Dunya things, I have my work or my business or whatever it is. That's all. I don't want to bother myself with so many things. Focus. My major concern is akhirah. So my Quran, there's a time for my Quran, there's a time for my ibadah, there's time for this, a time for that, time for salatul rahim, a time for sadaqah, a time. Most of your day is akhirah things. تقلل من الدنيا and on the opposite side is akhirah a lot, so you feel confident that tama'nina will come, because doing good will make you feel good. Clear, ya ikhwa? طيب, the next point, we almost done. الذكر. Allah said it. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. Indeed, in the remembrance of Allah, hearts find that rest. تطمئن. تطمئن القلوب. Your heart will find that tama'nina when you make dhikr. Keep dhikr in your tongue. Keep the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla in your tongue. لا إله إلا الله استغفر الله. Problem happened to you. Remember Allah سبحانه وتعالى. This remembrance of Allah عز وجل إخوة, at any time. At the time when there is a temptation. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. At the time when there is a calamity. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. At the time when you're eating. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This dhikr of Allah will cool you down. Will give you that طمأنينة. At the time of anger, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. At the time of farah, happiness, الحمد لله رب العالمين. Keep the remembrance of Allah on your tongue. You find yourself, الحمد لله, enjoying this طمأنينة forever, inshallah, until you meet Allah عز وجل. And on that day when you are dying, you say the kalima, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. May Allah عز وجل grant us all good ending. May Allah grant us the طمأنينة. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with tranquility, peace of mind and iman. Amin ya Rabbal Alameen.
From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens and more. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Kachava, kachava.com, and use code FITNESS.